I closed the front door and leaned against it, sighing. Alone again. Our gigantic foyer echoed with the sound of my footsteps as I crossed the marble expanse in my Jimmy Choo flip-flops, past our restaurant-sized but mostly unused kitchen, through our quadruple sliding patio doors, and into our perfectly kept by complete strangers' backyard. I dumped the melted ice from 4 used iced tea glasses, stacked them, and folded the blankets, still warm from the bodies of my best friends, Targa, Saxony, and Akiko. My friends were gone for the summer. Our goodbyes had been said. These are the girls who know that all it takes to make me cry is a video of a horse running in slow motion. I'm not kidding. The waterworks just start. These are the girls who know how to get me laughing so hard I get cramps. These are the girls who know that I left anonymous love notes inside Gregory Handler's shoe in grade 4. A hollow feeling buckled my knees. The familiar metallic glint of loneliness soured in my mouth, and I plopped down in one of the deck chairs. The dark sky, so beautiful in its star-speckled glory while my friends were here, now looked like it was going to swallow me in its cold, gaping maw. I stared into the dying embers. The insects had stopped singing, and the fire had run out of heat. Silence stuffed my ears in one of those moments where you wonder if you've actually gone deaf. The dwindling fire gave a snap and confirmed I hadn't lost my hearing, just my besties for the summer. The grinding hum of our garage door alerted me that Liz was home. Liz was about to get some happy news. Targa's last-minute opportunity to go to Poland with her mom meant that I'd be leaving, too. Decision made. Ireland, here I come. I hadn't been planning on leaving. It had been 12 years since I'd been to visit my Aunt Faith. She's practically a stranger. Then again, so is Liz. So what's the difference? Stay home in Salford with my laptop? Or get on a plane and visit the Emerald Isle for the summer? I loaded my arms with the blankets and took them inside. Liz? I closed the patio door behind me with my toes.
In here, Poppet,
she answered from her home office, in her manufactured aristocratic English accent.
Poppet.
Why is it that when a term of endearment isn't delivered with any actual affection, it sounds like you're calling over a barnyard animal? Perhaps a piglet? Liz should have an Irish accent, like my Aunt Faith does. But not long after she made partner, she took classes to train herself to sound British. Why? No idea. Maybe she thinks legalese comes out better in an English accent. I dumped the smoky blankets in the laundry hamper and padded down our plushly carpeted hallway, silent as a panther. I swear you could drop a dead body down our stairs and you wouldn't hear a thing. Targa takes off her socks just so she can feel the thick softness of our carpet with her toes. I can't bring myself to do the same. I hate the feeling of bare feet. My soles are too sensitive. Every little piece of dirt, pokey bit of carpet, or blade of grass feels magnified. Hey, I poked my head into Liz's office. She was already pecking away rapid fire on her laptop, a stack of file folders at her right hand, her Prada bifocals perched on the end of her nose. Her hair looked like it hadn't budged since she left at 5:45 on the nose this morning. Got a minute?
Just. What is it?
She didn't look up from the keyboard, and her fingers flew faster if that was possible. Any moment now they could start smoking.
I'm going to go to Ireland for the summer.
Like you wanted. That got her attention. She looked up. Lines creased her forehead as she peered over her glasses. Her bionic fingers momentarily paused.
You are? What happened? I thought you and Targa were going to hang out, camp, that sort of thing. Isn't that what you said last week? I'm sure that's what you said.
Camp? I hate camping. Seriously? She took off her glasses and put the end bit in her mouth. I could see the gears turning, the drawers of files opening and closing in her mind as she searched for the most up-to-date information.
Did you and Targa have a falling out?
Targa and I never fight. If Liz had ever observed us together or ever asked me anything about my best friend, she'd know that.